Frequently Asked Questions: Understanding and Implementing the 5 Relational Agreements. Number 1. What should I do if I struggle to follow one of the agreements? It's normal to find certain agreements more challenging than others, especially when you're just starting out. If you struggle with an agreement, try to identify what's making it difficult. Is it a specific situation, emotion, or habit? Use this awareness to develop strategies for overcoming these challenges. Remember, the goal isn't perfection, but progress. Practice self-compassion and give yourself grace as you work through the learning process. Number 2, what if one partner is more committed to the agreements than the other? It's common for partners to have different levels of engagement initially. If you find yourself more committed, lead by example and continue practicing the agreements. Your actions can inspire your partner to join you over time. If needed, gently express your desire for both of you to work together on these principles, emphasizing how they can strengthen your relationship. Remember, change often takes time and patience. Number 3. Can the 5 relational agreements help with deep-rooted issues in our relationship? While these agreements provide a strong foundation for healthy communication and respect, they may not resolve deep-rooted issues on their own. They can, however, create a more supportive environment for addressing these issues constructively. If you're dealing with significant challenges, consider seeking additional support from a licensed therapist or counselor who can provide tailored guidance. Number 4. How do we know if the agreements are working for us? You'll likely notice changes in how you and your partner interact, communicate, and handle conflicts. Signs of progress include more open and honest conversations, reduced frequency and intensity of arguments, and a greater sense of emotional safety and connection. Keep in mind that progress may be gradual. Reflect regularly on how your relationship feels compared to when you started and celebrate the positive changes. Number 5. What if we accidentally break one of the agreements? Breaking an agreement is a normal part of the process, especially as you're learning to integrate these principles into your relationship. If it happens, acknowledge it without self-criticism. Discuss with your partner what occurred and how you can handle similar situations better in the future. Use these moments as learning opportunities to reinforce your commitment to the agreements. Number 6. Are there situations where these agreements don't apply? While the 5 relational agreements are broadly applicable to many situations, there may be moments where additional considerations are needed. For example, if there are safety concerns or abusive behavior, it's crucial to prioritize your well-being and seek professional help. The agreements are designed to foster respect and understanding, but they are not a substitute for addressing serious issues that may require professional intervention. Number 7. How can we make sure we're both interpreting the agreements the same way? It's important to have open discussions about what each agreement means to you and how you interpret them. This can help align your understanding and expectations. Periodically revisit the agreements together to ensure you're on the same page and discuss any differences in interpretation that may have arisen. Number 8. Can these agreements be adapted for other types of relationships? Yes, the 5 relational agreements can be adapted to various relationships, such as friendships, family dynamics, and professional interactions. The core principles, acceptance, gentle communication, emotional regulation, respectful requests, and thoughtful reflection, are valuable in any context where mutual respect and understanding are important.